This is it. The Socceroos control their destiny going into the final FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 trademark Group D match against Denmark on Thursday morning at 2 a.m. AEDT. After Australia secured a gutsy 1-0 triumph over Tunisia in their last outing, the Socceroos are daring to dream heading into its final Group D match against Denmark at the Al Yanoub Stadium in Al Wakrah. Standing in the way for a spot in the round of 16 is 10th-ranked Denmark, who have amassed only 1 point so far. It's do or die for Australia and Denmark as World Cup Group D comes to a close with qualification still on the line for both teams. The green and gold currently lie second in the group with 3 points behind France, 6 points, who have already qualified for the knockout phase. The most straightforward, but equally difficult equation is to beat the Danes. A win would move the Aussies onto 6 points and guarantee second place. However, if we are not victorious, a draw will still be good enough. Provided Tunisia does not beat France, due to the Eagles of Carthage boasting a superior goal difference. A loss, of course, will bring to an end our sixth FIFA World Cup campaign. While Australia very much controls its own destiny, we face a Denmark side needing to bounce back after a loss to France last time out. The Euro 2020 semi-finalists also failed to secure a victory in their opener against Tunisia, which finished 0-0. However, many will be expecting them to show up in a do-or-die clash. While no side picked up more points in UEFA qualification than Kasper Dolman's side, previous World Cup form against Denmark gives the Socceroos cause for optimism. This will be the second meeting between these two sides at the World Cup after they played out a 1-1 group stage draw in 2018. Overall, Australia have only beaten Denmark once in 4 meetings. In terms of team news, Graham Arnold revealed that he will leave it until match day to decide on his final starting 11 for the match. Nathaniel Atkinson missed the win over Tunisia with an ankle knock but could be in contention to return in place for Fran Karasik. Arnold will also have to decide if Aiden Rustic is fit to start, having returned from injury off the bench in the last outing. For Denmark, Thomas Delaney was ruled out of the tournament after suffering a knee injury in their first match against Tunisia, while VfL Wolfsburg striker Jonas Wind could be in line for an appearance after overcoming a hamstring problem to feature as an unused substitute in Denmark's first 2 matches. With both teams needing some form of result to qualify for the knockout stages alongside France, it does not get any bigger than this.